So that was a disaster that came to our house. Mm-hmm. I was in hospital. My father had died, mm-hmm. heart attack. I was in hospital for 50 weeks. Mm-hmm. During that time, I was dead twice. Alan was sent for to say I'd be dead in the morning, yeah. but I'm still here. Mm-hmm. The devil looks after his own, as they say. I'm still here. And what saved me, and I remember this, I was only 26 at the time, but I remember sort of half conscious thinking, I want to see my children grow up. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to die. I actually remember saying, I want to see children. I want to see my kids. I want to see my grandchildren. Them bastards aren't killing me. And I kept telling myself that. This was my, at a time when my body weight went down to 7 stone, the bones were sticking out my legs, my hair fell out. It's a bloody miracle I survived, I'm not kidding you. But I had this continuous thought in my head of staying alive. Now, the doctor, Mr. Gibbons, mm-hmm. who treated me, was a British Army surgeon.
Right.
Musgrave Park, as you know, was a military wing beside it. This guy was an expert in chest wounds, thoracic wounds. Mm-hmm. As a young doctor, he had been on the Normandy landings.
Okay.
He was near retirement age now. He would have been about 65 and 70, 79. Yes. But he had been on the Normandy landings and gunshot wounds and all about it. And he told me, he actually used to come in here for a cup of tea if he was down for a visit. He would have called in after he retired. And he says, Peter, you should be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know how you're alive, he says. I'm telling you, you should be dead. With his experience, I thought that was... thing. But I told him, I says, I just had this not leaving my children. I'm mm-hmm. not leaving. Now, he said, well, you do need something like that to cling on to at a time of, I mean, the pain is unbelievable. Thinking back at it, it's just unbelievable, the suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But I had this thought. And he says, that's probably what mentally, if it happened to me, God forbid, now at 50, 60, you couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You had to, I was young and I was fit and I was Fur Island and, you know, a really strong man.
Yeah.
But, and I have 14 grandchildren, by the way, so I consider I won that toss that night.